I want to thank all of you who've been sending me so many wonderful notes and cards and sharing with me that you're praying for me. I'm doing very well. I finish my radiation treatments tomorrow. They're treating me hormonally with hormones, and I have these terrible hot flashes like you ladies do. I have a whole new appreciation for what you go through. The only thing, I don't have PMS, thank goodness. And I better not start getting it either, aren't I? But I'm doing very well, and thank you for your prayers and your love and your concern. If you'll turn in your Bibles, please, to Matthew, to chapter 9. If you'll look back a page or two, you'll discover that Jesus heals a man with leprosy. He heals the servant of the centurion. The Bible says he heals many. He heals two men who are demon-possessed. He heals a paralytic. He raises a dead girl and heals a sick woman. And does many acts of mercy and compassion. And it's in that context that our scripture this morning takes place. Jesus has been moving about and he's been busy at work ministering to a broken world. Now, we believe the Bible to be the only infallible rule for faith and practice. The only way to know God's will and God's way is to go to God's Word. There he tells us unfailingly how he wants us to live our lives. Listen then and hear what God says in this portion of the Bible. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." You'll notice that right after that, Jesus, for the first time, sends out the 12 to minister. A meditation, a broken body for a broken world, our text. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Thus endeth the reading. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us pray. Father, on this communion day, as we contemplate the broken body of Jesus, broken for a broken world, heal our brokenness and send us out into that broken world in his name to share the healing that only he can bring. And we ask it in his name. Amen. It would be almost trite to say that you and I live in a broken world. And yet the fact is there is a dreadful and awful brokenness in our world. The papers and the news are filled with stories of such things as murder and crime and rape and robbery. And recently the media has been filled with stories of war and death, of violence and hunger. We have seen in our television screens the picture of thousands upon thousands of people in Bangladesh the victims of natural disasters. 138,000 people at least dead. And thousands upon thousands of little Kurdish children dying of disease and hunger. And thousands of starving Ethiopians. And we have seen their little babies with their bloated bellies and their little limbs, so fragile, so thin, lying listlessly in their mother's arms. And still the war and the hate and the death goes on. I want you to know it was that kind of a world that broke the heart of God. In our scripture for this morning, we read how Jesus saw the crowds, and the Bible says he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. And that broke the heart of God. And it was because of that brokenness that God sent his own Son to be broken for those sins, that healing, restoration might occur. If you read the passages just prior to the one we read this morning, you would discover Jesus at work. He'd cast out demons from two desperately ill men. He had healed a paralytic and had forgiven him of his sin. A woman had reached out to touch the hem of his garment in the desperate hope for healing. He had raised from the dead the young daughter of a leading figure. And in the context of that kind of lostness and brokenness and need, the heart of Jesus was broken for the world. It was then that he asked those who followed him to pray that God would send help to this brokenness. Yes, a broken heart for a broken world. You may not have been aware of it before, but as I call to your attention, this moment in the life of Jesus was a turning point in his ministry. And it was at this moment that he first sent out his disciples on a mission of mercy. If we had read one more verse into chapter 10, we would have come to this. He called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. And then the scripture adds, these 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Go to the lost sheep. Go to the lost sheep. Preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse those who have leprosy. Drive out demons. Freely you have received. Freely give. Yes, a broken heart, a broken body for a broken world. When Edward VII was crowned king of the British Empire, the Prime Minister of New Zealand was, of course, required to be present. And when he returned, someone asked him what was the most memorable thing he saw in London at the coronation. And he replied that on his way back from the coronation, as he returned to his hotel, he passed a slum section in London. And there in a dark alley, he saw a boy, about 12 years old, sitting with his arms around a girl about 6 years old. It was late in the evening and it was cold. And the boy had draped his ragged coat around the girl's shoulders. He had taken off his cap and covered her bare feet with it. And that was the scene he remembered the most. Do you know what? I think that of all the pomp and circumstance, of all the displays of power and wealth and grandeur, that was what God would remember the most as well. It was for lost people for whom Jesus came. For the poor, the deprived, the lonely, the sick, the hungry. For those who did not know God, for them Jesus came. It was for a broken world that His body was broken, that you and I and all of the desperate and lost might have hope. And I know there are many of you here this morning who suffer from brokenness, from marriages where the love has gone out and the relationship is fragile, relationships to your children, to other family members where there is brokenness, between yourselves and friends and the people with whom you work, brokenness, and within your bodies, illness and disease and brokenness. And it was for such a broken world that Jesus came, and His body was broken for our brokenness. And as we receive His brokenness by faith, we're healed and made whole. And I do not know where you will find healing for your brokenness apart from Him. As I think about our broken world, I sometimes despair. The magnitude of the problems we face are so overwhelming, so great, so incredible. It seems nothing can change things. As I've watched what's happened in Bangladesh, it just seems overwhelming. And as I look at our own inner city, how dreadful the problems are, and how shall we make them well? How shall we heal them? And it seems so overwhelming. But Jesus says the world needs harvesters. Here's this incredible harvest of brokenness that needs to be made whole. And Jesus sent His disciples to the fields. Do you think you and I can be harvesters in such a broken world? I read a story the other day about an incredible dog named Buck. Buck was a magnificent animal, half Saint Bernard, half shepherd, and 150 pounds of pure muscle. He was stolen off the streets of San Francisco and taken to Alaska, where there was a great need for strong dogs to pull sleds in that wilderness of snow. Buck's first owners treated him so badly that his spirit was almost broken. But then he came into the hands of a man named John Thornton. And John treated Buck with such love and affection, and Buck developed an undying, a total devotion and loyalty to John. But John Thornton wasn't perfect either, and one day in a saloon, when he had too much to drink, John made a bet that he never should have made. He bet that Buck could break a 1,000-pound load on a sled from a frozen standstill and move it 100 yards. Some dogs had been known to break a 500-pound load free from being frozen to the snow, and perhaps some dog might have broken 600 pounds. But it was impossible for any dog ever to break 1,000 pounds free and to pull it. It was a foolish bet, and John Thornton didn't even have the $1,000. Men spilled out of the saloon to see if Buck could do the impossible. A 10-dog team that had been pulling a sled that was now frozen to the ice was unhitched. 20 50-pound bags of flour was loaded on the sled, and Buck was harnessed to the sled. And John Thornton put his face next to the face of his great dog and whispered in his ear these unforgettable words, "As you love me, Buck, as you love me." And he stepped back to let Buck do the rest. And Buck put his weight against the harness, and pulled it taut against the frozen sled. He dug in his paws and put all of his strength into the pull, and then with a mighty surge of power, the sled broke free and began to move. There is so much brokenness in our world, so much pain, so much suffering, so many who are lost, who are in need. It seems impossible that you and I could do much about it. But our Savior, whose body is broken for a broken world, comes to us here at this table. And as He gives us Himself, His body broken, His blood shed, He whispers to our hearts, as You love me, as You love me. And in that power of His love, He promises us that we can say to any mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and the mountain will move. Yes, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into the harvest. A harvest so incredible it seems impossible. And pray that God will send harvesters. And pray most of all that one of them will be you. Let us pray. Our Father, we seem so overwhelmed by the task of a broken world. But because there's healing for a broken world in Your brokenness, may we put ourselves at Your disposal. And as You whisper to our hearts, as You love me, as You love me, may we give You ourselves. Amen.